Jane, age 10. Pour it in the funnel there, Owl said. Her face on the screen nodded toward the empty water tanks. Jane took the cap off the canteen and poured the gross water out. It smells real bad, Jane said, turning her face away as the water splashed into the funnel. I'll bet, Owl said. Okay, I'll just divert some power from the hatch and... There was a sound. The sound of a thing turning on. Owl looked good. Happy. Excellent. Give me a moment to analyze it. Jane put her ear up to the tank as things clunked and whirred. What's it doing? She asked. I'm scanning for contaminants, Owl said. Yes, but how? I don't actually know how it works. I bet one of our manuals can tell us, but I have to focus on this now. I don't have enough power to be running too many extra processes. Jane scrunched up her forehead, but didn't say anything further. Maybe if she was real careful, she could take one of the tanks apart and then put it back together the exact same way. Analysis complete, Owl said. Stars, what isn't in this stuff? Is it bad? Jane asked, her fingers all tangled together. Was the water she found wrong? Would Owl get angry? That depends on your point of view, Owl said. She was not angry. There are 8 different types of fuel residue. More industrial byproducts than you have time to listen to. Bacteria, microbes, fungal spores, decaying organic matter, a heaping helping of dirt, and, weirdly, an awful lot of salt. Her face smiled from the wall. Luckily, none of it is beyond my ability to handle. Pour the rest in. I can have a batch this small clean in 6 minutes and 43 seconds, give or take. Can I drink it? Jane said. Yes, and you should have enough to wash your face and hands, too. But don't drink all of it until you've brought more back. Do you think you can take the water wagon out tomorrow? Yeah, Jane said. She could. She could do that. Oh, and I found something by the water. She opened up her satchel. Owl's mouth went tight. What kind of something? I don't know. Jane put the work gloves back on and pulled out the purple stuff. It was banged up and crushed flat, but still in one piece. She held it up toward the camera. Hmm, Owl said. That looks like some kind of mushroom. Or something similar to a mushroom, at least. What's that? It's like a plant. A plant is a living thing that isn't an animal. Jane had thought maybe the purple stuff was alive, but knowing it for sure felt weird. She held the mushroom a little further away from herself. Is it bad? I don't know. We should check it out. Bring it to the bathroom. Why? There's a tool in there I can use. At least, I think it's in there. It should be in there. Jane walked to the bathroom. Owl bounced along the walls beside her. Jane had to help Owl push the bathroom door open because something in the mechanism that pulled the door in and out of the wall was junk. The lights flickered, eventually staying on. Jane saw the dry shower. She scratched behind her ear. She scratched and scratched and scratched. Gross. The girl in the mirror did not look like the girl she was used to seeing. This girl had a red, gross face and gross hands and gross clothes. Dirt all over. She looked like someone new. She wondered if Jane 64 would recognize her. Would have recognized her. What am I looking for? She asked Owl, wanting to think about something else. Here, let me show you. Owl's face went away, and a picture appeared. A small machine with a round, flat tray beneath some kind of lens. Jane opened the cupboard. There it was, right in front. She held the machine up to the camera. That's it, Owl said, and Jane felt good, even though she hadn't done much. That's a scanner for medical samples. You can probably use it to analyze what's in that mushroom you found. I can tell you if any of it is bad for you. Jane set the scanner on the edge of the sink. How do I... Put the mushroom in the tray. Okay, good. Now wave your hand by the interface panel to turn it on. Jane waved her hand. She waved and waved again. Nothing happened. Damn, Owl said. Jane didn't know what that meant, but Owl had a wrong sound in her voice. It must be out of power. Jane took the mushroom out of the tray and picked up the scanner. She turned it around and around, looking close. There's a power jack here, she said, pointing. Do you have any charge cables? Probably, but I don't know where. Jane went back to the cupboard and dug through all the stuff. She found a coiled black cable with the right kind of coupler. Where can I plug this in? There's a power station in the kitchen, next to the sink. Jane went to the kitchen, hooked up the cables, and plugged in the scanner. Nothing changed. Does it have a timed charge? She asked. Does it need to sit for a bit? Probably, but make sure it's actually charging. Has anything lit up? Jane flipped the scanner around again. There was an indicator patch, all right, but it was dark. She unplugged it and thought real hard. She went to the table where she'd built the weapon and got some tools. Okay, she said. Let's see how it works. It took her no time to get the case open, and only a little bit longer to find the problem. A rusted conduit connecting the power source to the motherboard. Can you fix it? Owl said. What do you need? Jane scratched behind her ear with the tip of the screwdriver. Something metal. Something that will fit. And binding tape. Or glue. Do you have those? I don't know, Owl said. Check the drawers. Jane had to check lots of drawers, but she found some sticky tape that would work okay. As for the conduit, she didn't know where to find one of those, but there were plenty of metal things in the kitchen. She got one of the forks. The pointy things on a fork might work. She bent them like she'd bent the ones on the weapon, putting the pointy things under her shoe and pulling the handle up. But this time, she wiggled the handle back and forth and back and forth and back until snap! The pointy things broke off. She bundled them up in tape real good so that they wouldn't spark into the machine, and then taped the bundle into the empty space. She plugged the scanner back in. The indicator patch turned green. Look, she said, turning to Owl's camera. Look! Fixing things always felt real good, but it felt even more good knowing somebody else had seen her do it. Oh, wonderful! Great job, Owl said. Let it charge for a while, and then we'll see if that mushroom is something you can eat. Jane put her chin on her hands and watched the scanner. It wasn't doing anything, but seeing the green light was good. She'd done a great job. Owl had said so. Jane, Owl said. She spoke kind of slow, like she was thinking about something. You're very good at fixing things. It's my task, Jane said. I think... Owl got quiet. Jane looked at the screen on the wall. Owl was kind of frowny, like girls got when there was a piece of scrap they couldn't figure out. I have an idea, Owl said. I've had it since you got here, but I wasn't sure if you could do it. I'm still not sure it's the right thing. She sighed. We'd have to agree to it together. I can't make you, okay? Okay, Jane said, a little scared now. This ship can't fly as it is. It's broken and in bad repair. There are so many parts that need replacing. I gave up hope of ever taking flight again a long time ago, but watching you work... Jane, with my help, you could find the things this ship needs to become functional. It would take a long time, and I can't promise we'd be successful. But I have all the manuals. I can walk you through the ship's systems and tell you what everything does. I can keep you safe and healthy. And you can find the things that are missing. You can find the pieces we need to replace the broken stuff. And if you can't find a piece, you can make it out of others. I know you can. Look at the things you've built. The weapon, the water wagon. We're surrounded by tech here. I really think we could do this. Jane could tell Owl liked this idea, but she wasn't sure why it was so important. The ship kept the dogs away, and there was water now, and she could eat mushrooms. Why do we need the ship to fly? Owl looked kind of surprised, but then she smiled. Because, sweetheart, if the ship works, we can get away from here. Jane blinked. To where? Owl's smile got sad. I think it's time I explained planets,